This is DOE SBIR Talk.
The purpose of this tutorial is to provide applicants with cautionary information about fraud, specific to the Small Business Innovation Research and the Small Business Technology Transfer programs. This tutorial will also highlight what the Office of the Inspector General looks for in support of criminal or administrative investigations. So, what is fraud? At its core, fraud is deception through the misrepresentation or omission of material facts for the purpose of illegitimate gain, although it can take on many forms. In many instances, fraud is a premeditated act with the intent to deceive. Contrary to misperceptions, the Office of Inspector General, or OIG, does not investigate innocent mistakes. We promote the effective, efficient, and economical operation of the Department of Energy's programs and operations through audits, inspections, investigations, and other reviews. Within the Department of Energy, it is the Inspector General's Office of Investigations that is responsible for investigating any fraudulent acts involving the department, its contractors or subcontractors, or any crime affecting the programs, operations, government funds, or employees of those entities. Now, let's take a look at the more common types of fraud found within the SBIR and STTR programs. We can break these up into fraud that occurs during three phases. The first, the application process. Second, within the proposal itself. And third, the time period in which the award is given.
Let's look at fraud during the application process. During the application process, there are several issues that might raise red flags to the Department of Energy. When applying for an SBIR STTR grant, companies submit a lengthy and complex proposal outlining their anticipated work. Submitting a plagiarized proposal is one clear example of fraud, as all proposed work within a grant application must be original. Another example would be applying for and accepting awards from multiple agencies for the same or duplicate work. Companies are only allowed to receive funding from one agency for a proposed project.
The next type of fraud could occur within the proposal. Information contained within the proposal must also adhere to strict accuracy standards. Any false information regarding the company or facilities, the principal investigator, or the work to be performed could be considered fraud. The company must also truthfully represent its capabilities, personnel, and the ability to execute the proposed work. Subcontracting that is allowed within a grant application is subject to a very defined set of rules. Additional fraudulent practices within the actual SBIR or STTR proposal might include 1. Applying for SBIR STTR funding for work the company has already completed. 2. Accepting federal funding on more than one SBIR or STTR grant for essentially equivalent work. 3. Unauthorized use of other facilities, for example, the unauthorized use of university laboratories. 4. Not performing the research and development in the United States unless permission was provided by the Department of Energy previously. 5. Fraud in inducement of awards, or a fake investment, falsified letters of support for the company, or organizational charts that contain non-employees.
Next, let's now look at examples of fraud that would be relevant if an award has already been granted. Using any award funds for personal use or for any use other than the proposed activities you previously outlined would be grounds for an investigation. Likewise, if you use the SBIR STTR funds to support ongoing business operations instead of the intended research, this would be considered a misappropriation of the funds. Other examples of fraudulent activities include submitting plagiarized reports, falsely claiming completed work, and or claiming research and development results for an award that was funded by a different source.
So what rules apply to fraud? There are many rules contained within the SBIR and STTR programs, so how do you know which set of rules you should become particularly familiar with in order to avoid committing fraud? Luckily, there are several key principles that apply to all of the 11 federal agencies that participate in the SBIR and STTR programs. As we stated earlier, duplicate or overlapping proposals may not be submitted to multiple agencies without full disclosure to those agencies. At the Department of Energy, you must indicate yes or no on the required SBIR-STTR information form under question number 5 if you have submitted proposals for essentially equivalent work under other federal program solicitations or received other federal awards for essentially equivalent work. This applies across the board to any federal agency to which you want to submit an SBIR or STTR proposal. All companies applying for awards must meet the Small Business Administration's requirements for a small business, including being a for-profit, majority, American-owned, and have 500 or fewer employees. The principal investigator's, or PI's, primary employment must be with a company during the grant period of the Small Business Innovation Research Award. The principal investigator may not be employed full-time elsewhere. For small business technology transfer grants, the principal investigator's primary employment may either be with the company awarded the grant or the research institution.
For the SBIR Phase 1 award, a minimum of 2/3 of the research effort must be performed by the company that was awarded the grant. For Phase 2, a minimum of 1/2 of the research effort must be performed by the company. Work performed under an SBIR award by a university research lab is not considered a part of the grantee company's level of effort. With an STTR award, for both phases 1 and 2, a minimum of 40% of the research effort must be performed by the grantee company, and a minimum of 30% of the research effort must be performed by a single research institution. University employees participating on an SBIR-STTR award must disclose their involvement to the university as well as their use of university facilities if they are used. Finally, research and development must be performed in the United States unless permission to perform it outside of the United States was provided by the agency in advance. If you wish to obtain additional information or to report wrongdoing to the United States Department of Energy, you may contact the Office of Inspector General using the following information provided in the PDF version of this tutorial.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.